This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Inside the Vatican listeners, it's Colleen. The team and I are hard at work right now preparing a deep dive episode on Iraq that you'll hear next week. So instead of a full episode this week, we're bringing you a brief news update on the week's biggest stories. The biggest Vatican story this week is that Pope Francis accepted the resignation of Cardinal Robert Sarah as head of the Congregation for Divine Worship on Sunday. Francis had named Cardinal Sarah to that post back in 2014, but in his tenure since then, Sarah actually had clashed publicly with the Pope a few times. For example, back in 2016, it was revealed that Cardinal Sarah had waited 2 years to implement a change that Pope Francis had asked him to make. That change was allowing women to have their feet washed at Holy Thursday liturgies. And then in 2017, Pope Francis issued a correction to an article that Cardinal Sarah wrote in a French magazine. In that article, Cardinal Sarah had claimed that the Congregation for Divine Worship could impose liturgical translations on bishops' conferences, and Francis, of course, said they couldn't. That sort of public correction by a pope to the head of a Vatican congregation is pretty rare. So, with these things in mind, it was not surprising that Pope Francis would want to fill this post with someone else shortly after Cardinal Sarah turned 75. Now, he did turn 75 last June, and he submitted his resignation then. So it's not a surprise that Pope Francis accepted this resignation fairly quickly. What is surprising, though, is that Pope Francis didn't name a successor. So we'll have to keep our ears out for who's going to be chosen to lead the Congregation for Divine Worship next. In the meantime, the congregation's number two man, Archbishop Arthur Roach, is going to be running the congregation until a new head is named. We don't know when that will be, but Jerry and I will for sure have more on this after the Pope is back from his trip to Iraq. In the meantime, you can read Jerry's reporting on Cardinal Sarah's resignation at americamagazine.org and, as always, linked in the show notes. Another quick update this week, the Vatican announced that it's expecting a $60.3 million budget deficit this year. It attributes that shortfall to COVID-19. The Vatican's been in the process of trying to cut costs in recent years and get their budget under control, but this year, even though they were able to cut costs without cutting jobs, their income dropped by 21%. And that's because in the pandemic, both donations have dropped, and the Vatican museums, which make up a huge amount of the Vatican's income, were closed for most of the year. The Vatican has said that they're closing the $60.3 million gap with reserve funds. Now, while the Vatican is trying to take care of its employees by not cutting their jobs, even though they're faced with this big budget deficit, we do have another update on Vatican employment this week, which is that the Vatican told its employees that they could face consequences, including reassignment and even termination, if they don't get a COVID-19 vaccine. Obviously, that exempts people who have a legitimate medical excuse for not getting a vaccine, but if you aren't able to provide a legitimate excuse, they said you could face serious consequences. I'll link to reports on both of those quick updates on the budget and on the COVID-19 vaccines in the show notes of this episode. We'll be back in your podcast feeds next week with a deep dive episode on Iraq, the history of Christians there, what it's like now from a first-person perspective on the ground, and what Pope Francis is hoping to achieve by entering a war zone during a pandemic. We'll have all that for you next week here on Inside the Vatican.